This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Polis is calling Colorado lawmakers back to work later this month for a special session to try to close a $1 billion hole in the state budget. That's how much state economists believe the federal tax cut and spending bill will cost the state in the short term. To cover it, Polis wants to cut spending, dip into the state's reserves, and eliminate some tax breaks and credits for businesses. He's also asking lawmakers to try to reduce the amount that health insurance costs are expected to jump on the state marketplace. In addition to state finances, Polis is also asking lawmakers to revise or delay an artificial intelligence law that businesses say is unworkable. Colorado was called a sanctuary state again this week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In a new list issued by the Justice Department, Colorado and Denver are listed as, quote, sanctuary jurisdictions. That is among 35 counties, cities, and states in the District of Columbia nationwide. And an updated federal lawsuit against high-level state and Denver officials cited the Caroline Diaz-Goncalves case as proof the state is still unfriendly to the federal government's efforts to step up deportations. Goncalves was a Utah college student who was stopped by a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy. That deputy then flagged ICE, and she was later pulled over by them and detained. State Attorney General Phil Weiser is suing that deputy for violating the state's separation laws between local law enforcement and immigration enforcement. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation is calling on the administration to release more than $140 million for water projects. The funding was awarded in January, but has since been mostly frozen. Only two projects have received any funding so far, both in western Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.